Hi there, Derek. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Nate wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your business. Of course, being that you're a very well-established company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going
Hi,
so
thanks.
far?
It's going great. How about you?
Not bad, not bad at all. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I know that Nate does a fairly good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point, other than price?
Just pricing, because I pretty much know, because I've talked to so many people about the website and all.
With the established business, right, you actually at 20 years of experience, you qualify for a legacy rate. That's by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We prefer to work with companies that are established, companies that know what they're doing, companies that can take on more work and still do quality work. So with that reduced price of, well, it's actually 50% off the normal cost of the service, you'll save $300 a month. It's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract, but as long as you choose to use the service, you'll save that $300 off the normal cost, which would bring $599 a month all the way down to just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees. The calls will come directly to you. Of course, whether it's on Google or Bing, when someone is doing a keyword search for any of the remodeling services that you provide, you'll pop up where people can see you, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, whether they're looking for a painting contractor, drywall, kitchen or bathroom model, whatever it is, your company pops up. They'll have a website. I mean, we'll create that website for you so those people will see that website before they call you. That way, by the time they decide to call you, they're pretty excited to speak with you. They know that you do exactly what they're looking for. At that point, they're really hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they'll want to hire you for your services. Now, because it is a month-to-month service and a flat rate, we are looking just for one company to work with for this particular listing. We actually are not able, wouldn't want to put our clients in competition with each other, so it's exclusive. That way you get more phone calls and more opportunities. Is that something that you would want for the business, that first page placement?
Always is be good for the business. The more people can reach out and get your number and see what you do is always good. It's just right now, $300 a month. It's not bad, but I had little smaller offers, and right now I just get a lot of work for free. I mean, it don't cost me anything.
Well, that's good. You've been around for a long time. The reason it's $299 versus $149 is your service area. I mean, you're basically willing to travel 30, 40, 50 miles on a regular basis. Being that you're not starving for work, and if we do a more localized campaign, keep it to maybe 20, 25 miles, and get more people in your own backyard to see you on Google and call you directly. I mean, that way you don't have to go so far, and it's a lot more affordable at $149 a month. I mean, is that something you might want for your business?
Okay, as far as the web page, what do y'all do? Just basically.
Right, so we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. So, of course, that means that your photos we can use now, but as we send you more jobs, you can add more photos to your website. There's never any additional cost for us to do that, but to make sure that your business pops up on that first page, your website's going to be cross-referenced and backlinked to, well, the quantity and quality of authoritative trusted citations that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So, for example, you'll have a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. It's almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown, all of them equally important, all of them talking about your services and your service area. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service, you know, like I said, we can only work with one business at a time. So once we find that company, for example, if you decide to use the service, we actually close out the category. We can't work with your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll know exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll know, you know, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, from individual directories, or from your website. So you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from.
Right.
Okay. Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate.
Okay, so basically looking at, it's looking like $2,000 a year for this type of service.
Well, how many jobs do you think you can do in that type of time?
In a year?
I mean, if you're on that first page of Google and if you're getting 20, 30 phone calls a month directly to you from people who saw your website before, I mean, I would think one job a month would be more than profitable for you, but if you're able to take on a couple of extra jobs here and there, big jobs and small, I mean, it's more than going to offset the cost of the service, right? I mean, it's not designed for someone struggling or starving for work, but, you know, if you're able to take on a little bit more work here and there, I mean, at $149 a month with a website branding your services, I mean, it's worth having, being that it's a month-to-month service, right?
Mm-hmm. And starting it is, what, just $149?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd be happy to waive the setup fee. You know, like I said, our job is to keep your phone ringing and simply earn your business. So it would be $149 to get started. The website's going to be included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. So it would just be $149 to get started on a month-to-month basis.
And then this is if anybody goes to type in carpenters or anything like that, my business will pop up first type in.
Correct. Now, like I said, with the local campaign, it's only going to be about a 20-mile radius, so it's not going to be 40, 50 miles. We would need to add ads to get you that far out, but when someone in that service area, doesn't matter what they're typing in, as long as it's a service that you provide, your company's going to pop up. So if they're typing in carpentry or painting contractor, I mean, what's your bread and butter? I know you can do about anything, right?
Anything. I do it all. That's every time we hit a house, we do painting, sheetrock, mud, kitchens, bathrooms. It's just repeat itself every time we touch a house.
Right.
Decks, all that. Yeah. Everything repeat itself. So it's all of it's bread and butter.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then, I mean, obviously, you know, every new client that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use you down the line for other services and start recommending you to their friends and family as well. Now, since you're not paying for a lead, you're not chasing down that lead, you're not in a bidding war with your competition, so you can even be a bit selective, kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you, whether it's the bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time or the smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. Maybe it's the job that's closer to home or the materials involved, and it's going to be a higher profit margin.
And you maintain it. Maintaining it in what? What do y'all do as far as maintaining?
Right. So, I mean, the website, we can update that content for you. The hosting is part of it, so you're not going to pay extra. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. It's just that flat rate. But we're going to build that website out for you, make any updates to it. And the same goes for the content on Google. We'll keep it updated, optimized. That's what's going to keep you on that first page.
Okay. And when would it go effective if I decided to go with y'all?
So it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website, and as long as, you know, once your website is active, it stays online, even if we have to make changes to it, even if we have to add photos or update any content. Your website will always be up, even if we're making those changes. And like I said, we'll create all of those different destinations and directories as well. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely have to get your phone ringing early and keep it ringing to earn your business.
Right.
So at 149, that local campaign, that 20-mile radius with the website included, is that something you would want for your business, being that it's month-to-month?
It's something as usual. I was just asking questions because, you know, like I said, I had a lot of calls on it, you know.
Everybody's fighting. And I understand that. And I've got a lot of calls to take, not just for this particular listing. But, I mean, if it's something that you would want to do, we would get things set up today. And we'd get you through a client interview technician who is going to, you know, get all the information that we need to start building out that content. That's a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, we are looking to fill this position today. I mean, if you've got any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But if it's something that you'd want to do, I need about 5 minutes of your time to get things set up.
Right.
Right.
Let's see. I might have to check into that because that's 150. Other people, it's 125. See, it's just trying to see which one's better. That's why I've just been taking my time, but that's all.
Oh, yeah. If it's 125 and you're looking for a cheaper price, then go with the 125. If you're looking for a service that's actually going to work for you, you know, maybe that's not the best way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pretty much I'll build a web page, everything, run it, all that. I don't have to do nothing to it.
Well, you have to answer your phone when it rings. You're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, but, you know, a lot of our clients just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? And when they say, oh, I saw your website on the first page of Google, that's enough for most people to know that it works. But you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, like I said. Yes. But we do all the work. Our job is to get your phone ringing. Your job is to answer the phone and talk to those people who need your services. And then, of course, go out and do that work.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Okay, so it's wall to wall, right? And that's the number two, and it's kind of all together, no spaces, right? Wall to wall,
right?
Remodeling. That's how you want the business to appear online.
Yes, that's how it's written out. Wall to wall remodeling. Yeah.
Perfect. And that's how I have that. And is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Like most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, though, there's a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, when they want you to come out, what they're looking to have you do. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Is the email a business email? I mean, if it is, we'll show it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It'll be wall-to-wall, number two, custom painting at gmail.
Okay. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. But a lot of the times, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those? All of those? Okay.
No.
Yeah. No, there will be a little bit of redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then your first name is Derekus, right?
Correct.
I don't know if Nath verified the spelling of that, but I've got D-E-R-I-C-K-U-S.
Correct.
And what is your last name, sir?
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
L-E-W-I-S, perfect. The other thing I wanted to ask you about You are service-based, right? You go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right.
I did see an address on the Angie Leads profile that Nate attached. It's 7 Loon Lane, 23669. Is that a residence? Is that your home?
Yes.
It is, okay. And that's actually why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They actually wouldn't want anyone to be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the day. You're just going to be listed city and state, not a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Okay. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I'm going to take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, but we're going to want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. The other thing that I'll do, and this is required of us as we're Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know exactly that it is a fixed flat rate, that it's a month-to-month service, that in this case we're waiving your setup fee, that we are including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, Mr. Lewis, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, Derekus, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Lewis, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Derekus. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Wall-to-wall remodeling.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Lewis, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Derekus Lewis, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Lewis, as the owner of Wall-to-Wall Remodeling, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Derekus, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right? Perfect. Yeah. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie Leads. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask those all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Derekus, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Lewis, that's fair enough, right? Okay, perfect. Yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones creating that website. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. With all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the waiving of the setup fee, with the website included, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, Mr. Lewis, this part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, will be charged today, the 8th of August, in the very discounted total amount of just $149.00. Derekus, that $149 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Mr. Lewis, this means we will also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion-driven website. Derekus, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain, and even update that at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149.00. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. Mr. Lewis, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Derekus, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Lewis, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Derekus, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Derekus, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
This is a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Money.
First and last, or is there a middle initial?
First and last.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4403.
Okay.
9327.
Yes, sir.
2621. 6400.
And then the expiration month and year?
0526.
05 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
640.
640. So I've got 640, 640 on the back, and then May or 05 of 2026 for the expiration. Was the card itself 4403-93-27-26-21-64-00?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the 7 Loon Lane, 23669?
Correct.
It does. Okay. Yes. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. Mr. Lewis, if you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't actually drunk.
Gotcha. Okay.
You'll email it to me.
No problem. Yeah, you'll receive that by way of email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, especially since you're driving. That text might be easier for you to access. But when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, like I said, is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. It looks like the first available would be at 1 o'clock, and, well, with the exception of 3 o'clock, we could do anywhere between 1 and 6 o'clock. The call would be scheduled by the hour. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it would get you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Would you want something as early as 1, as late as 6, or somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. I'd get off about 4. So.
Okay, so would you want 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
Give me about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay, so we'll do 5. It'll be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. At 4 o'clock, though, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 5. And in just a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite going to your email address really is more for your records. You do not need to be in front of a computer, or you don't have to respond to it, I should say. Many people do, and if you do, there's no problem. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email?
Let's see. Yeah, I got the email.
Okay. So if you open up the email, of course it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked, and it goes to where the text message would have gone, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we are providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
I see. Click here to accept subscription, yeah.
Yeah. So once you click on the blue, click here, this is everything we went over in the voice verification. Of course, we are going to optimize your Google listing. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. Like I said, we'll do that for you too. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know you're driving. But if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Just above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So it is case sensitive with appropriate spacing. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But when you've got your first and last name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Hystericus, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's that flat rate, that we've included the website, that we've waived your setup fee. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And then it does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that. When it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I'm on that now. Username and password.
Okay, so that's simply our automated system thinking two things. One, that your tracking system is activated and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Your tracking system is not yet activated. In fact, I think if you're able to put in a username and password at this point, it would give you an error message if the page itself has not yet been created. We need to do that client interview first to create that content for there to be something to track. But I can give you the username. There's no password generated just yet, but once your tracking system is activated, you will get by email and text both your username and your password. You can change the default password once you log in. Your username, though, cannot be changed. Easy, though, for you to remember. It is the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just 757-236-7435. That is your username. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, the one being sent out to you in that confirmation email, please include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That way we can forward it out to the right department. Now, I am, like I said, also sending you out that client interview calendar dash. It is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Like I said, it says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. That follow-up call is scheduled for today at 5 o'clock. Should get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. I did, though, want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you much. You take care. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, Jeff. Perfect.